October, events associated with the Second Advent. October 1, the special resurrection of the unjust. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, Amen. Revelation 1:7. They also which pierced him, those that mocked and derided Christ's dying agonies, and the most violent opposers of his truth and his people, are raised to behold him in his glory and to see the honor placed upon the loyal and obedient. At his trial, Caiaphas, raising his right hand toward heaven, addressed Jesus in the form of a solemn oath, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Every ear was bent to listen, and every eye was fixed on his face as he answered, Thou hast said. A heavenly light seemed to illuminate his pale countenance as he added, Nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. For a moment the divinity of Christ flashed through his guise of humanity. The high priest quailed before the penetrating eyes of the Savior. For a moment he felt as if standing before the eternal judge, whose eye, which sees all things, was reading his soul, bringing to light mysteries supposed to be hidden with the dead. The scene passed from the priest's vision. Rending his robe, he demanded that the prisoner be condemned for blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses, he said. Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye? And they all condemned him. Thus the Jewish leaders made their choice. Their decision was registered in the book which John saw in the hand of him that sat upon the throne, the book which no man could open. In all its vindictiveness, this decision will appear before them in the day when this book is unsealed by the Lion of the tribe of Judah. When Christ comes a second time, not as a prisoner, surrounded by a rabble, will they see him. They will see him as heaven's king. Then the priests and rulers will remember distinctly the scene in the judgment hall. Every circumstance will appear before them as if written in letters of fire.